Hi, everyone. It's Ernest, and welcome to this episode on this podcast, Everything Vocal Registers. It's been an exciting time learning a lot about the vocal registers that we have. And we're not done because we still have a lot to talk about, like we said, everything about it. So it's a very deep one, which will take a lot. And we are trying to bring that to the success with the help of you, our amazing listeners. Get your writing materials and do not sleep in my class if you try it. But please don't sleep in my class. Well, there is no whiteboard. I don't sound like your math teacher. No, I can be very entertaining. I can be very lovely to an extent. It just depends on how you see me, though. But let's just go straight to the point. Ah, Ernest, you talk too much. Okay, so what will be the topic for today? It's very simple. Falsetto and head voice. What exactly is the difference? No, are they even the same? Yes, let's talk about that. Falsetto and head voice. Now, this is it's a very deep topic in a deep topic. I mean, falsetto, head voice, this is a question that has been on the table for a lot of years. And till today, I don't think we have found any right judge to really lay it off the table. So more like falsetto and head voice are still in court till today. But okay, we are gonna be working based on what we have come to research and to discover about falsetto and head voice. The question is, are they even the same? If they are not, why? And if they are, how then are they the same, and what exactly are the differences? Now, let me answer the first question. Yes, falsetto and head voice are not really the same. How do I mean not really the same? I mean, they are not the same. Like, they are not far from each other. No, they are not. They are not the same. They are actually like brothers, you know, like twins, where you can't really tell much of the difference for some listeners, but really, I can always tell the difference between falsetto and head voice. And I'm going to be telling you today how you can actually know the difference between these two. So they are not far from each other. They are very close twins. Yes, very close twins. I don't know who gave birth to them, but they are just so identical. And the reason is actually anatomical. Something that has to do with anatomy. We will get to that. But yes, they are not the same, but they are similar. That question has been answered. Now, how do you mean that they are not the same, but they are similar? They are actually both high registers, registers that would take you to, that would stretch your vocal folds for high notes. Yes, that is similar. Both registers for high notes, they actually stretch the chords. Yes, both registers are actually not strengths like the chest voice. Yes, see, these are the similarities, right? Both registers can attain same notes. Yes, and the most of all, both registers sound so much alike. Yes, but what then are the differences? This is the thing. I want you to just think of it as the air. Okay, the falsetto is just a bit loose compared to the head voice. The falsetto is more breathy and lighter compared to the head voice. I mean, they are both the same sound. Yeah, they are both. Yes, but the difference is more of the air and the breathiness in it, and the lightness. That is, the head voice is not breathy. It is having more chord closure and sounding more cleaner compared to the falsetto. They are both created by thin chords. Just that the falsetto is having less chord compression or less chord closure, then the head voice is having more chord closure. Now, we are a bit diving into the anatomy of this topic. When you're having a lesser chord closure, you're gonna be sounding airy. Yeah, definitely, just like this. Sounding airy. Mariah Carey does this a lot. And if it is head voice, you're gonna be having more chord closure. I mean, sounding not airy, oh, like this. So falsetto would be lighter, it's heavy, a bit of up in, not much closure. Then the head voice, not no breathiness, it's just clean. Does a very clean sound. Alright, now another thing you need to know is this: the falsetto doesn't lead us back to our chest voice freely. I mean, it's most of the times bring about a vocal break, like I'm trying to keep to that distance and not just fall into head voice. So something like a break, then head voice is always leading us back to back to chest voice. But falsetto, a bit of a break for some persons, but for me, I think I've had a lot of exercises working on my breaks and it's been easier these days. Okay, that is it. So falsetto is just it's breathy and it's lighter compared to the head voice, and it doesn't lead you most times to your chest voice. It just goes so light all the way to the bottom, or it can create some sort of vocal breaks. But head voice will lead you back to your chest voice with that much enough chord closure, right? So I hope I'm not sounding like your math teacher. Just calm down. Now, falsetto, is it for the males or for the females? Okay, now let me make this clear. Falsetto, the word falsetto is gotten from the word false, which means singing with a false voice. And when we say singing with a false voice, it doesn't mean you have a fake voice. It means singing with a voice that is not your normal speaking voice. All right, that voice is not your normal speaking voice. It is not the voice you would use when you want to talk, right? So that makes it a false voice. And every gender has this false voice. All right, some persons will talk about it being mimicking. It's not just about mimicking, but it's about not being the real speaking voice. And falsetto is not the real speaking voice. It's not the real speaking voice, thereby making it a false voice, thereby making it falsetto. All right, so it is for every gender, as long as you can actually produce the sound and it is not your normal speaking voice, that is your falsetto. All right, so that is it. Falsetto, chest voice, now you know the difference. If you hear that air coming out from that sound when the person is singing that head voice, then know that that is actually the falsetto. Then if there is no airiness and it's just sounding like this, like this, then that is head voice. All right, so that is it. Well explained this time. I hope you wrote something down. And I hope I did not make you sleep in my class. Don't try it. I can see you at the back. Yes, you. Stand up. Raise your hands. I cannot see anybody from here, please. But don't sleep in my class. But the class is already over. And that is it on falsetto and head voice, guys. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And I hope you learned a lot. And I hope you're going to correct certain things about falsetto and head voice. And I hope you're going to stop being confused on what falsetto and head voice really is, and just now you know what it is, right? So that is good. Now in the next one, we'll be talking about the mixed voice, and this mixed voice, which I love to call the money register, because indeed it's very expensive and it's a process to get good and to get just that great, right? So it's something that is it's just a process, okay? Now, the mixed voice is just basically a combination of your chest voice and your head voice. What is your chest voice? We talked about that. And your head voice. The both together, you can create a mixed voice, okay? But it is not just, we say it that way in simple terms, but it is way beyond that. We're gonna be talking about the anatomy of the mixed voice, how it is produced, because biologically, by anatomy, there is nothing like the chest voice in your human body, right? We'll talk about that, but just prepare for the next one, mixed voice, the mixture of and to create a vocal register. Stay tight.
That brings us to the end of today's episode. Our quote for the day is, music is the key to the soul's harmony. And our song for today is Start Again by no other person than our very own Coach Worship. Also, if you don't follow us on Spotify and on Audio Mac, the link is The Making Musical Quantum Leaps, and on YouTube, it's at Eden School of Sounds. Also, be nice and make sure to tell somebody the good news and share the link of this episode and the previous episodes to as many people as you know who would benefit from this. Bye.